If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
This is The Bright Side.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and
we
curse.
Do this on Fridays and we haven't missed
when
a day.
When you're chewing on life's gristle.
Every Friday.
That grumble. Give a whistle.
We whistle.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Sing it home now.
And always look on the bright side
and
of
whistle.
Life.
All right, Steve Bertrand, you go first. What's your bright side?
I'm going to a Zoom happy hour tonight, and it starts at 6, so I won't have to wait that long.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something...
You won't even have to front load, Steve. It'll start at an all-new time.
When you're feeling in the dumps...
Lauren Lapka, what's your bright side? You're on WGN Radio.
I did not have to drive to work in this weather.
Always look on the bright side of life.
312-981-7200. Tell me some good news, please. Donna, you go first. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi. Today is Good Friday, and Sunday is Easter for Eastern Orthodox people that are Russian, Greek, Serbians, Ukrainians. So happy Easter to everyone.
I bet they really got deals on Easter candy this year.
By the way, it says here, Eloise, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? Hi, Eloise, are you there? It says, I'm alive, 87 years old, I'm watching the snow, life ain't so bad. We agree. Thanks for the call. Margie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hey, John, I love your show. I love your jokes. I run the Sam Food Pantry in Tuscola, Illinois.
Yeah.
And we're doing it as a drive-thru, and so I try to gather my crew together before we open every Wednesday or Friday and share jokes with you to humor us a little bit before we open up.
I'm glad to hear we could be of service. Thank you for the call. Erlinda, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? That's you. I think we've got some folks that are new to the bright side. Remember, have your phone ready. Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
I got a few quick ones for you, John. 847 says their bright side is the truck drivers. America runs on 18 wheels.
You bet.
It does. 231 says lilac bushes in their backyard are starting to bud. And another 847 says happy hour at their house is at 2 p.m. today.
It's not a contest, people.
Always look on the right side of life.
So Ashley Byhun is our studio producer. Ashley comes downtown. Some of us do have to be in the building to make this happen, and producers are among them. So Ash is answering the phone and helping us do these shows. My normal producer, whose name you may know, Elif Garris, is working from home and calling in on the bright side. Elif!
Hi, how's it going?
Elif, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's not like you and I don't talk all day, every day, but we haven't heard your voice on the radio. You sound good, E.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to share that my bright side is that I get to still work with you guys every day, and that our team is so amazing that they're making this happen every day for everyone at the station. And I got a text message on our text screen yesterday saying from someone that they missed my voice, and that that made me really happy.
You know, I'm not able to shout out Elif, and then you look up some bizarre factoid for me. We kind of missed that little feature of the show, Elif.
I know, but Ashley's been awesome, and I think she's... you guys are incredible for going in every day and doing this job and talking to people every day.
I haven't been very nice to you guys lately. This is a kind of pressure-packed business of working this way. I want to publicly apologize to you, Elif.
Oh, it's been a stressful time.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I found myself just kind of losing it the other day when we were setting up the Mincing Rascals podcast. And I thought, what the hell's the matter with me? And then I thought, well, it is a pandemic. Maybe I do get a little bit of a pass here.
And Ashley is doing a great job.
Elif is, and Ashley is, and we are the beneficiaries of that. It's good to hear your voice, Elif. You stay well.
Thank you. You too.
Elif, my producer, is called in on the show. All right, Lauren Lapka, your turn. Give us a bright side.
847 says, I do not have to work with my 7-year-old granddaughter on e-learning today. It is not easy.
Hey, Chris, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling? You're on the air.
Hi there, John. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I want to give a shout out to the mail delivery people, the postal workers. My young lady actually brought a box here to my door, so I didn't have to go into the post office to send my niece something.
Yeah, they're doing great work out there. So many of them are. I'm glad some of you are recognizing the truck drivers, too. America does run on 18 wheels, and let's give a shout-out to postal workers. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. That's the thing.
Hey, Mark, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? You're on the air.
Hey, we are on our way to adopt an Australian Shepherd.
Wow. I've heard that it's hard to do that, that the shelters are tapped out. Everybody's doing that. Where are you getting your dog?
It's in Ashton, Illinois, and it's, what is it called?
An Australian Shepherds Forever.
Australian Shepherds Forever.
That's a kind of a dog.
Yep. My son found it on Pet Finder, and we're on our way to pick it up.
Your life is going to be so much more fun, and you're not going to sleep well for a few nights. You know that, right?
And neither is our cat.
Always look on the light. Lauren Lapkus, it's your turn. What's your bright side?
563 says that their bright side is their 10-year-old has only worn pajamas for 33 days straight. He's living his best 10-year-old life, and that makes them smile.
Yeah, I know. Some of you are only doing this, changing out of your day pajamas into your night pajamas. It's two sets of jam jams, and that's how we're living our lives. Give us another one, Lauren Lapka.
708, this is very sweet. Their granddaughter is expecting their first baby, and they sent their ultrasound, and they were able to hear their great-granddaughter's heartbeat.
Wow. Carolyn, you're on WGN. Carolyn, what the hell's going on over there?
Well, we just had, I have toddler girls ages 2 and 4, and we just had the best snow day. Like, the snow out there is so, like, wet, and we just made a really big, tall snow girl, and yeah, it was, we were playing on the playset, even though it was filled with snow. We were out there for a couple hours.
Yeah, no kidding. There's not that much snow downtown Chicago. Where are you calling from, Carolyn?
Hawthorne Woods.
Yeah, you got enough out there to play, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, what a great, I don't want to say great time, but boy, that's making the most of it. Good for you, and thanks for the call.
Thank you. And that's to love
and smile and dance and sing. You know the difference between snowmen and snow women, don't you?
What's that, John?
I'm not going to say. This is a family show. All right, Lauren Lapka, any last ones from you?
This one gave me a good chuckle. 847 says their bright side is their daughter's cat is not as dumb as they thought. After a month of working from home and several bags of treats, the cat learned to ring a bell to ask for treats.
Oh, nice. Nice. Hey, it's good to hear your voice visiting with us a little bit and helping us out. We'll listen for you with Ro Khan, and you stay well, okay?
Sounds good. You too, John.
Lauren Lapka doing WGN Traffic. The news is coming up.